Yeah, I'm Dave and I'm an edgy.
Hi, Dave.
I don't know if that's close enough or not.
No, it isn't.
It isn't. How about that?
Speak into there.
Right into there. Oh, perfect. Yeah, I got you, yeah. Okay. Right, this is quite off-putting, really, you know. I want to start just by saying, you know, how grateful I am to my sponsor today. Over the course of this week, I sort of had a sort of pancreatitis attack, not so I had to go into hospital, but it's been really, like, heavy all week, and I haven't been sleeping and all that stuff. And eventually today I didn't go to work and I went to the doctors and I went to the hospital and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, my doctor gave me some painkillers and I got home and took the pot out of the bag and it was dihydrocodeine. And I fucking freaked right out, you know. It scared the life out of me. And, and that came out of nowhere. And the first thing I done was phone my sponsor and told him, what was going on. And, between us sort of came out of a plan of action, that would keep me safe, with all this. And so I just wanted to sort of say that, because, I'm not someone who asks for help easy, okay? And I was hit with an enormous amount of pain before I actually tell anyone, And it just sort of was very reassuring. What started off as a really scary experience actually sort of I found quite reassuring after, because I had done what I needed to do. And that's what I've sort of got through. I've learned to do that through being in this program, And often, I hear so many times I hear it said, people say, get a sponsor. Well, get a sponsor, but, also phone him up and go around there and, do what's necessary as well. Because a lot of people get a sponsor and don't do that, and that's from my experience. I ain't going to go on about my using, but I started using at an early age, I was about 13 when I picked up drugs and drink, and it was a solution for me, it stopped me feeling how I felt, which was, I didn't know how I felt at that time. I didn't know how I felt until a few years ago. But basically it was down to sort of very low self-esteem. I grew up with very low self-esteem and I grew up with very little confidence and I was very emotionally insecure. By using, it got rid of all that, and I was able to enjoy myself. And I did enjoy myself for a lot of years, I'm not going to sort of not include anyone by mentioning any particular drugs, but I did take everything. I don't think there's anything I didn't take, except for the more recent drugs, And the pattern was always the same, whenever I picked something up, I went mad with it, even if I didn't like the drug I was taking, it was still better than being me, I'd rather spend my life in total paranoia, than be straight, So I suppose I did know I had a problem, really. You know, on reflection. Yeah, you know. And, you know, and I try and clean up, and you know, on a few occasions, you know, never very seriously, I suppose, you know, until thing, you know, a couple of times really seriously I tried to stop using, and basically what happened was nothing had changed. You know, I'd sort of go in somewhere because, you know, I was desperate, and you know, this thing about rock bottom, you know, I hit rock bottoms all my life, you know, but it never actually stopped me, you know, because as soon as I got, felt a bit better again. And I'd sort of, you know, I remember the last time I tried, you know, I was really aware that I'd been in this place for quite some time, and I'd, you know, I'd been clean for about a year, you know, properly clean, and I hadn't really ventured out of the place except with like a group of other people, you know, on the excursions, you know, in the minibus and all that sort of thing, you know. And I remember walking down the road, and as I walked down this hill, you know, I sort of the fear. I could, you know, I knew what it was. I was scared, you know, and the fear hit me, you know, because I suddenly realised that I don't know what's going on, you know, and I walked past the off licence and I walked back and went in because there's no way I could walk past there, you know. I had to sort of do something about it, and I ended up after that, you know, for another 16 years out there without a break, basically. And I'd sort of gave up on giving up, you know. And it got to the point where I'd sort of hit a rock bottom to, you know, end all rock bottoms, you know. I'd tried to kill myself and, you know, I was sort of basically sitting in the same bus shelter every day, in the, you know, whether it was raining, snowing, you know, I was sitting in bus shelters, drinking with people, you know, using, you know, prescription drugs, you know, I'd lost the ability to do anything, you know, I'd lost the ability to earn money, you know, I'd lost sort of, you know, if ever there was a, you know, like, there was the spark of life, like, you know, the candle, you know, the little flame inside of me was sort of going out, and I knew it, you know, and I sort of give up, you know. And one day, you know, I was sitting down in Camberwell, you know, and my mate came along who was using as well and sort of said to me, what's the matter? And I told him, you know, I was honest, I told him what I'd tried to do, told him that I'd had enough, and said, you know, and he said to me, you know, like, I'm going to take you to a meeting. And I thought, I didn't know what I thought, really, because I didn't really know what he was talking about. And and he took me to a lunchtime meeting, and you're all right, yeah? Good. All right, okay. Cool.
If you might, wouldn't mind talking about it at the end, but we're listening to him at the moment.
It's okay. Thanks. Yeah, glad you're back. And he took me to a meeting, and my first thing in the meeting was, you know, I thought, well, these people ain't sort of anything to do with me because they all look really well. They were all well fed, and you know, like no one looked in bits. Well, a couple of people looked like me in there, but the majority of people didn't. But the guy, I was quite lucky. The guy who was doing the chair was the brother of a mate of mine who I'd been using with, and okay, David. And you know, I had to listen. He had a message, this guy, you know, and I had to listen. You know, I did listen. You know, and it sort of, it really, you know, turned everything upside down for me. You know, You know, and someone came up to me at the end to give me a hug and said, listen, you know, there's another meeting tomorrow, come to that meeting, and they, you know, gave me a where to find, and I went back to the next meeting. And that, for about a month, you know, that's what I did. I just kept going to meetings, you know, because I really liked it, you know, fascinated me, you know, I really liked hearing all this stuff people had to say, you know. And, you know, after about a month, I'd stopped drinking, you know. That was the first thing that went, you know, and I'd never done that in my life, you know. I'd always, you know, and I'd stopped doing it, you know, and over the next few months, about 6 months, I'd sort of cut down, and got into a detox. And for the first time in my life, you know, I'd given up using, you know, and it hadn't been any, it wasn't my willpower that had done it, you know. It was totally the power in these meetings that had done that, you know. And since then, what can I say? That was sort of 4 years ago. And since then, you know, my life has changed. It's so vastly different to what it was, you know. I've got a life, you know. I've got a nice place to live. I've got, you know, a relationship with a couple of my kids. I've got, you know, my mother sort of relies on me today, you know, all that sort of stuff. I've got, a relationship with someone I think the world of, who I've been with for sort of over 2 years, which is in itself, you know, I've never really, you know, I wasn't one for sort of sustaining relationships in the past, you know. And, you know, what else? There's so much stuff I can't really, you know. But it's I've got a really good life, and as for, you know, I've got quite a lot wrong with me because of all them years of abuse, you know. However, my life is all right, you know. And once again, it's with the help of a lot of people in this fellowship that I get by, because, you know, there's always someone I can talk to about whatever's, you know, going on or going wrong or whatever. And I think the most important thing I've learned to do is to ask for help, you know, and to be there for other people to ask me for help, you know. And hopefully, if anyone's new around, you know, stick around. You know, stick around, because I sort of stopped using after 35 years, you know, and I'm 4 years clean, so.
Thanks, David.